Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Sawubona mlaleli igameni elihle lenkosi yethu Jesu waseNazaretha ubingelelwa yemusizo wakwaZuma. La sikhuluma ngengqikithi yokholwa. We are continuing with the sword of the spirit. Sikhuluma ngeyikhali zikamoya. Last week sesakhuluma ngokubaluleka kweyikhali zikamoya. I cannot overemphasize. Bazalwane, we need to know the power that we carry as abantwana bakaNkulunkulu. I cannot overemphasize amandla esiwathwele sise sengabantwana bakaNkulunkulu adlula wonke amandla khona emhlabeni, negunya esinalo ezweni likamoya lidlula onke amagunya akhona. So manje ngifuna ukuthi sikhulume ngeyikhali zikamoya, but sohlala la enkembeni kamoya ukuthi isebenza kanjani eyizwi likaNkulunkulu. Ngicela sifunde laphayana Isaiah chapter 18 verse 21. Lithizwe likaNkulunkulu, ukufa nokuphila kusemandleni olimi, nabaluthandayo bayakudla izithelo zalo. Isaiah chapter 18 verse 21, ukufa nokuphila kusemandleni olimi, nabaluthandayo bayakudla izithelo zalo. So lithi izwi kaNkulunkulu, impilo yakho iselimini lakho. Your life is in your tongue. Ukuthi wena ukhuluma kanjani? How do you speak about yourself? How do you speak about your family? How do you speak about your situation? How do you speak about your surroundings? Indlela okhuluma ngayo. Lithi iBhayibheli, abaluthandayo ulimi, kushuthi abantu abakhuluma kakhulu njengabo sizwe kanjena, baza kudla izithelo zalo ulimi, baza kudla izithelo zaloko abakushoyo. Hallelujah. So ngithanda ukusho ukuthi you need to be careful what you say about yourself. You need to be careful what you say about your children. Lezi nto lezi hlale sizikhuluma ebantwaneni bethu ukuthi hayi ufuzile, sikhuluma ama habits amabi, siyadala abathandekayo. Lithi zikaNkulunkulu, nabaluthandayo bayakudla izithelo zalo ulimi. Your life is actually based in your tongue. Let me make an example. Asiye lapha encwadini ya Matthew chapter 9, uMateyu chapter 9 verse 20. Lithi zikaNkulunkulu lana, Matthew chapter 9 verse 20, bheka owesifazane owayenomopho iminyaka eyishumi nambili weza emva kwakhe wathinta umphetho wengubo yakhe. 21, ngokuba wayethi phakathi kwakhe, uma ngingathinta nje ingubo yakhe ngiza kusindiswa. UJesu ephenduka wambona wathi, yima isibindi ndodakazi, ukukhola kwakho kukusindisile. Wasinda owesifazane kusukela kuleso sikhathi. Now into engibusisa ngalo mama ukuthi lisizwe kaNkulunkulu, i-breakthrough wayidecide yena esekhaya angakayi kuJesu. What decided a breakthrough yakhe ukuthi namhlanje this is my day of breakthrough. Now ngikhuluma ngomuntu elishizwe kaNkulunkulu for 12 years. She had cycles of bleeding for 12 years. Seka hambe abo doctor, u doctor wathi hamba ku specialist. Specialist sathi hamba isibhedlela. Isibhedlela sathi ayikho into esingayenza, hamba ekhaya. Ekhaya bathi hamba enyangeni. Enyangeni bathi asikho, ayikho nathi into esingayenza. Mhlambe bekathwase nokuthwasa ngoba ziningi into esizenzayo kulamalanga in this generation. But lithi zikaNkulunkulu masekazwa ngoJesu, I don't know ukuthi yini eyafika kuye. But emoyeni wakhe lithi zikaNkulunkulu wakhuluma naye. You need to have a conversation with yourself. You need to learn to have a conversation with yourself. Lithi zikaNkulunkulu wathi, uma nje kuphela ngingathinta umphetho wengubo yakhe ngiyakusinda. Imagine ukuthi uzidecidela yena ngaphakathi wakhe wakhuluma. So wena ngifuna ukusho ukuthi uthini na? Lithi zikaNkulunkulu, abaluthandayo ulimi bayakuza, bayakudla izithelo zalo. Also let's look at labadoda lawa amane who are sitting outside of the city gate awayenomopho. Lithi noma awayenesilephera. Lithi izwi likaNkulunkulu njengoba bahleli laphayana, they said one to another, why do we sit here until we die? Baye babhekana nesimo bathi asikhompereni izimo, uma sihlala la sizofa sibulawe indlala, uma sithi siyangena ezweni noma into the city nakhona futhi kunendlala sizofa. And then they decided ukuthi let us go to the enemy camp. So lithi zikaNkulunkulu, as soon as they stood up, as soon as they took the first step, and lithi zulu kaNkulunkulu, they made up their minds at twilight. What is twilight? Twilight is the darkest hour before dawn. They could have waited until ilanga lizelivele. They could have waited until their condition was better. They could have waited until isimo sithi ukunyakaza. But banquma ukuthi kuso sona lesimo engibhekane naso ngoba sonke lana sineslephere. Uma singena bangasikhanda nokusikhanda ngamatshe. But they made up their mind ukuthi asizukuhlala kulesimo. Ngithanda ukusho ukuthi ungavumi ukuhlala ufele esimeni sakho because it's not the beginning and it's not the end. Every time I talk about the two-sidedness of life, ngiye ngisho ukuthi kukhona ubusuku, kukhona imini, kukhona amakhaza, kukhona ubusika, kukhona ihlobo, kukhona ukuhle, kukhona ububi. Uma ubhekane nesimo akusho ukuthi sekupermanent lapho, awuhlali lapho forever. Kusho ukuthi lokho kunye, the other side of the coin in that life of yours is still coming. Akusho ukuthi sekufanele ugive up. These men, they made up their minds ukuthi let us go. Lithizwe kaNkulunkulu mawulifunda prior to that. UNkulunkulu bekakhulume ngomprofethi uElisha ukuthi tomorrow this time the economy will have a transformation and a 180 degree turnaround. Hallelujah. Bese uNkulunkulu wafuna okudilelekile angasebenza ngakho. Bese lithizwe kaNkulunkulu, as soon as they took the first step, the enemy camp heard something like an earthquake and they began to run away because azange bazwe mase basondela kubo. But as soon as bona lapho bebakhona in that position, sengisho ukuthi kuloyo mbhede wakho gula kuwo, sengisho ukuthi lapho kuleso simo obhekane naso, take that step, change your position, and God will change your condition. Lithizwe likaNkulunkulu, as soon as they stood up, as soon as they started taking the first step, labayana, they started hearing a noise. By the time these ones arrived, bekungana muntu. And then they plundered. And that plundering became an economic transformation. Logo prophesied the previous day. Ngiyenzeka yini ukuthi kule simo obhekane naso uNkulunkulu ufuna okudelelekile angakusebenzisa na? Esizukulwaneni sakho mhlambe sebakhulume ngawe kakhulu uJehova waze wadineka, ngoba uJehova uyayingena indaba zethu bazalwane. UNkulunkulu mabakhuluma ngathi uyalalela ezwe ukuthi bathini ngathi, bese uNkulunkulu sekayanquma ukuthi manje sengizo intervene. But uNkulunkulu ufuna ukuthi kukhulume kuze kukhulume nawokugcina, bese khani sekavela ke uSimakade. So what I'm encouraging you to do namhlanje ukuthi zifundise ukuma phezu kwezwi likaNkulunkulu, mana phezu kwezwi likaNkulunkulu. Ama facts athi uyagula, kodwa izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi ngemivimbo kaJesu Kristu uphilisiwe. Ama facts athi wena uselelwe i3 months ukuthi uphile, but the word of God says you shall not die but you shall live and declare the works of the Lord. Ama facts athi indlu yathathwa, but izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that are in it. Ama facts athi awusebenzi wena, but the word of God says he is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. Ngithi namhlanje, do not side with your fact, but side with what the word of God is saying. Kubalulekile ukuthi ulazi izwi likaNkulunkulu ukuthi lithini esimeni sakho. Lithi lana masibuyela in this foundation scripture, Isaiah chapter 18 verse 21, ukufa nokuphila kusemandleni olimi, nabalithandayo bayakudla izithelo zalo. Nawe namhlanje ngifuna ukusho mdanemlaleli, mdane nkosi, ukuthi make up your mind, make a decision that you are going to believe the word of God. Make a decision that you are going to use the word of God. Empilweni yakho libalulekile izwi likaNkulunkulu ukuthi uthini. Mind your language, mind what you are saying. Lalela umntwana, noma ngabe mhlambe siyabona ukuthi loku kusasigetshengana, asikutshali loko, sikhuluma loko esifuna ukubona kusasa. The word of God says our children are a godly offspring. Lithi our children will be taught of the Lord from the young age. Our children will be God fearing. It does not matter ukuthi abantwana umntanakho uganga kangakanani, mhlawumbe bahlale bakubize esikolweni bathi unenyawupe kwathini kwangathangani. But let me tell you something, ukuthi the word of God has declared ukuthi our children are a godly offspring. Ngifuna ukuthi ume phezu kwezwi likaNkulunkulu, khuluma lokho ufuna ukubona. Umyeni wakho uyaphuza, bakhuluma ngawe bathi athandaza kangaka, why aloko asirasela ngalo Jesu amangela out speaker ngaphandle angashumayezi lo myeni wakhe ofika ngokora past 13 ekuseni. Lalela, akunandaba, wena qhubeka wenze intando kaNkulunkulu. Speak the word of God over your husband's situation, speak the word of God over your family's situation, speak the word of God over your work situation. Whatever it is that you declare, you will have love it. You uthi laphayana in the book of Job, you shall decree a thing and it shall be established. In fact, I want to talk about that next week. I want to talk about prayer versus decrees, because there is a dimension of prayer where we come to God and we stand on his word when we want him to do things for us. But there's also another dimension where we move in the authority of that which Christ paid for us to have on the cross, where we move in the authority, elaphayana ku Ephesians chapter 6, where we begin to speak things and we utter things in the atmosphere. Okwamanje ngithanda ukusho ukuthi uNkulunkulu akubusise. Ngicela ukuthi mlaleli bese so reminder, whatever it is that you are saying, mind your language. Bheka ukuthi ukhuluma kanjani, bheka ukuthi uthini ngempilo yakho nesimo sakho. uNkulunkulu akubusise.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.